All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to headline BKFC 48, and that all goes down on August the 11th. As for the inaugural BKFC Flyweight Championship, as John Dodson knuckles up and toes the line against J.R. Ridge, and great getting to have J.R. on the show. How's your day going there, man?
It's going good, man. It's, it's Friday. Got my training in, and now I got an appointment for some recovery. So it's been going good.
And imagine you'd be quite elated because it seemed like it served a couple masters, like the last kind of call-out sort of thing on the BKFC website, because in one of the headlines from one of the articles there, it was talking about how you were not only eyeing a BKFC title shot, but also a fight with John Dodson. So can you describe the feeling when you kind of got the confluence of those two things there as your next fight? I would think you'd be on cloud nine there.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever they started the 125 weight class, I knew I was going to be a top contender to fight for the belt. I didn't know when, but I knew that I was definitely going to be a top contender for the belt. I knew John Dodson was coming in. Of course, John is a phenomenal athlete. He's a big name. He's done a lot for the combat sports. He's got a lot of experience, obviously. The fact that he comes into the weight class and says that he's going to take over 125, I'm an athlete. I am, if somebody's standing in my way or somebody's trying to take my spot, I can't let that happen. But it was destined for John and I to fight because, he's a top-tier athlete. I just knew that he and I were going to face off, whether if it was for the belt or whoever had the belt at the time. But luckily, with all the timing of everything, of course, John and I are fighting for the belt. Finally, now we're going to have a champion for the weight class.
Yeah, and it seems like you're also looking at it through the perspective of how exciting the actual bout itself could be. Like, obviously the inaugural flyweight title implications are huge for sure, but I was seeing in that same article I referenced that you were talking about how your fight with Chansey was perceived as a banger by a lot of people, and then kind of extending that by saying, like, well, if you think that me and Dodson is gonna be an insane fight, what do you think about your guys' styles lends itself to why that'll be the case? Like, obviously anyone that's seen you guys fight knows you both individually are very exciting. Dodson, a huge knockout artist, and you being one of the more established flyweights there. So what is it about this fight where it's like a fireworks kind of matchup, you think?
So with John, we all know he's an explosive, ferocious type of forward style fighter. He's quick, but I'm quick. I'm ferocious. I am, like, everybody that John has fought, they've been overwhelmed. And not to take anything from any of those fighters, I respect all of them that have stepped in the squared circle, but John has never faced an opponent quite like me. Nobody's ever tried to fight back with John, and styles make fights, and with the way my style of fighting and his style of fighting, it's going to be two. It's going to be the ingredients of a crazy fight. I wouldn't doubt if we had a fight of the night.
Yeah, I mean, certainly a very, good chance of that. Like I was saying before, you guys both have track records that, very much speak for themselves. But, I mean, just a lot going into this fight, and something you kind of referenced earlier that I thought was sort of interesting, just kind of how, like, he came into the division and almost, like, right from the rip was like eyeing that title shot. And I feel like you've been one of the guys that was ranked early on as far as like the instantiated flyweight division. Like, it seemed like when you got your debut win, you were like right there in the number five position. So I guess in saying all that, do you ultimately think that your localized experience in bare knuckle will be the big difference maker here with you getting the victory?
Yeah, I think not necessarily, just because John has he's done a lot of MMA fights. You know, he's done a lot of things in the MMA world, and I've done a lot of things in the sport that I came up in San Cho. And you know, I feel like the experience behind the years of experience behind both of us is just going to be it's going to be an exciting fight. There's no doubt in my mind that it'll be a boring fight, obviously. But yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing night. I think the fans are going to love it. I think it's going to it's really going to cement my name into the flyweight in the BKFC flyweight you know, Hall of Fame. You know, I think it's going to be that style of fight.
Yeah, I mean, hard-pressed to disagree with you, and definitely more questions I have with this Dodson fight, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least briefly touch on the last one, because that seemed like a very significant one. I mean, obviously, in as far as getting that unanimous decision win over Chancey Wilson, and it being an exciting fight, and certain things of that nature, but it seemed like a particularly important one, like maybe some, you know, behind closed doors in the training camp difficulties. Like, I was seeing a post where you described it as the hardest mentally and emotionally that you've had. So I guess in saying all that, like, how cathartic was that victory, just dealing with all of those issues and then, you know, getting another victory and everything?
You know, relationships are tough, man. You know, and I was going through a breakup through that camp. And you know, all the heartache and pain and you know, no sleep and stress and trying to manage, you know, fight camp and keeping my body healthy. Like, all the pain that I went through would have meant nothing if I didn't win that fight. You know, like, there's nothing. I didn't want to let anything. I didn't want to have any shoulda, coulda, woulda moments in that fight. And, you know, with this fight with John, it's going to be the same thing. It's like, I have to remember he even has to remember that we are fighting for the inaugural flyweight title. And I'm not backing down. John's never been hit in BKFC. And I'm a strategic, calculated fighter that I can also push the pace and move forward. And you know, the win over Chancey is motivating in itself, just because all the pain and heartache, but Chancey is a tough competitor. Hats off to Chancey. He was the toughest fight that I've had in BKFC. And honestly, you know, in all honesty, Chancey probably has better skill than John. John just has relentless force. So, you know, he's also a southpaw. It's pretty much that fight has prepped me for John. So yeah, like, I appreciate Chancey in that fight. And, you know, I even appreciate the pain that I went through in fight camp.
And I'm kind of curious too, because I mean, you talk about Dodson's relentless pressure, and his, you know, BKFC fights so far have proven that as far as like how succinct they've been. And I know you were kind of looking for the knockout in that last one, but I would think there would be some benefit to going the full distance and, you know, sustaining the energy and general effort all throughout. So is that kind of what you're saying? Like, that might come into play a little bit? Like, this might be like a, you know, championship rounds, well, I mean, just like a deeper fight kind of thing. Like, maybe it's something that, like, you could see playing out to the later rounds and everything.
I can see it playing out in the later rounds, but we obviously don't want it to play out in the later rounds. Like, we want to come in and dominate from the beginning. You know, it's, I feel like I'm on another level skill wise than John. And we've been prepping and preparing for the fight with John. So I think, you know, even though John is an exceptional, I think my skill is far more superior than his. So I think, you know, we're gonna bring the fight to him, So hopefully it doesn't go into the later rounds. But if it does go into the later rounds, you know, it's going to be a long night for John.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of interesting, you know, machinations to the matchup and whatnot. We've kind of mentioned it a few times, just this being the inaugural BKFC flyweight championship fight. Like, how much would it mean to you to cement yourself in that spot? I mean, pretty cool to say you'd be the first champion in a weight category and everything, I would think.
Yeah, it would mean the world to me. It would be something that, you know, any fighter, any athlete that comes into a sport, they want to be the best. Like, we're not doing it just to be mediocre. We want to do it to be the best. We want to be crowned the champion. And for me to be the first BKFC flyweight champion, like, that will literally cement my name into the sport of bare knuckle. And, you know, bare knuckle is, you know, a newer sport. You know, obviously they brought it back, and now it's the fastest growing combat sports promotion that I'm signed to. And it would definitely be a blessing, and I would, you know, I'd be honored, and I would love to, you know, there's many things that I would love to do, but to be able to be crowned the king of the 125 weight class for the first time in BKFC, there's no words that I have for it.
And I sort of get the impression, too, that as much as you would look at it as a tremendous individual accomplishment, that there would also be a level of, you know, representing the Philippines and everything like that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my story and you know, how I was brought up, that's, you know, it's I, you know, my Filipino heritage, like, I am who I am. And, you know, there's been a lot of great fighters that's come out of the country. And, you know, Manny Pacquiao is, you know, an icon in the sport. And, you know, even though that I was born in the Philippines, but I'm an American citizen, I still have to think, you know, wow, you know, a Filipino athlete is now the number one flyweight champion of the world for BKFC.
It'd be kind of cool to maybe get like a BKFC Philippines going at some point and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of talented boxers out there. That would be, you know, I was telling my manager, I was like, you know, that's, you know, that could be a dream of mine. That still can happen. You know, headline the first bare knuckle event out in the Philippines and do a whole campaign out there and host some tryouts. You know, I would love that.
Yeah, I mean, so much international expansion with the sport, so hopefully that's the case. But kind of curious to bring it back to something you were mentioning earlier with, like, your base style being Sanshu and everything. I guess it's a bit of a two-part kind of question. Like, is there any transferable elements from that discipline that pay off for you in a bare knuckle context, and also what are some different aspects of how you go about training for a bare knuckle fight versus, like, what you would have done in Sancho?
People know about it unless you're, you know, in the, you know, fight world. It's very similar to Muay Thai. If you can imagine Muay Thai mixed with judo, you don't fight on the ground, you get back up, start boxing and kicking again. But yeah, like, whenever I was first training, my coach back in Texas, he came to the States to get his education. His name's Ian Lee. He lives in Lubbock, Texas. So basically, when he came to the States, he wanted to open up his own gym. He did that. I was one of the originals. But the thing is, with him and his style, he was a boxer before he was a Sancho guy in China. And every time we would go back overseas for fights, like, he's the man. Like, he was, you know, named the outstanding athlete of the Republic of China a couple times while he was fighting. But the best thing was for me, I think, he had a boxing background before he was very successful in Sancho. So his style was was leaned more to the boxing side. So the tempo of boxing, the, you know, the combinations of boxing. So if I didn't have him as my coach originally, my boxing probably wouldn't be as good as it is now. But as far as preparing for a bare knuckle fight or preparing for a sand show fight, very similar. You know, you put your body through hell every single time. Fight camp is very stressful. It's just the fact that, you know, I'm not kicking anymore or throwing an elbow anymore. So, or throwing somebody to the ground. So I just got to focus on, you know, more of the boxing side of the sport. So as far as preparing, it's about the same mentally, physically.
Well, I appreciate that insights, and it seems like it would make you very familiar with, like, the, you know, infighting and just the fluidity with the clinch positioning that the BKFC rule set offers. And as much as you're talking about working more with your, like, Western boxing, like, at range kind of approach, it would seem like John Dodson has had his most success more in the boxing exchanges and kind of within that sort of range. Like, does it almost behoove you to kind of use that experience with in the clinch and make it a real dirty infighting based kind of bout, or are you just kind of being adaptable and fluid with wherever the fight may go?
Yeah, kind of be adaptive and fluid of, you know, where the fight goes. You know, I would say that I'm able to call audibles, obviously, in the plan. If some things aren't working, I'm able to. I feel like with all the experience, I'm educated enough to make those adjustments in the fights. So wherever the fight goes with John, you know, I'll be more than prepared for it. So regardless if it's, you know, dirty boxing in the clinch, picking my shots from the outside, however John is how the fight will be. So I'm able to do it all.
Yeah, for sure. I get what you're laying down in that regard, and everything makes sense when you lay it out in that kind of way. I guess one of the last things I wanted to touch on, because I'm noticing that, you know, Dodson is going to be that partisan favorite in this one, just with him being the New Mexico lad there and everything. Like, does it embolden a certain something in your performance to kind of be like the quote unquote away player, like go on someone else's home turf and kind of throw down, as it were?
It doesn't, you know. Albuquerque's a big fight. It's almost like the fight capital, one of the fight capitals of the world. You know, Albuquerque's a big city, and the fact that he's from Albuquerque, he's got a lot of fans, you know, it doesn't bother me. You know, I knew I was going to go in as the underdog in this fight just because John is, you know, very well known. But, you know, I do also have fans too, that, you know, have kept up with my career, and they know that, you know, how I am as a fighter and know how I can fight. But it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me much at all.
Yeah, for sure. Just thought to ask, because I know some people almost prefer being the away person. Like, maybe when it's, like, their hometown, they've got, like, people hitting them up for tickets and all kinds of, you know, other stresses not related to the fight, I guess.
Right. You know, what's crazy is I grew up in Texas, so I've got a lot of people coming out from Texas that are coming out to the fight. So I'm gonna have, you know, a few people out there. You know, I've got people flying out from Tampa. You know, it's... I'll have a few people there, but yeah, the stress of, you know, trying to sell tickets and all that, like, it just adds another layer of stress through camp. I wish it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I wish, like, now it's easy because they can make a link for us rather than having a bunch of tickets on hand.
Yeah, no, definitely seems like it would save a lot of time, but I'd want to be mindful of your schedule and, you know, what you're getting up to the rest of the day, JR. I do appreciate the time and everything, but curious if there's maybe a final parting thought you'd want to put out there as we're wrapping up here, man.
You know, I appreciate you having me on. Appreciate the interview. You know, I just want to say, everybody tune in. This is going to be, could be possible fight of the year. And, you know, I'm about to shock the world. You know, John Dotson is an admirable guy. You know, I like John. You know, I've been a fan of John's all through his career, and he's also done a lot for the smaller weight classes. But, you know, he's had his day in the sun, and it's my time to shine. So, everybody tune in and watch the fight.
Yeah, I mean, incredibly exciting just with what you guys bring to the table, but just even the historical connotation of it crowning the first ever BKFC flyweight champion. So definitely excited for BKFC 48 and counting down those days until August 11th. But to reiterate, JR, thanks for the time and the great insights. But until this all goes down with the fight, you enjoy the rest of your day, man. Thank you.
All right, man. I appreciate it.